Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson. Welcome to my Christmas special. Album Wrapped in Red has been a long time in the making, and I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. I've been wanting to make this Christmas album since I was a kid. I love Christmas music. Like, I could listen to it in June. I'm very excited to do it, and it's my favorite thing I've ever done musically. I really, really hope y'all love it. We've been working on it since last Christmas, and hope you dig it.
And then one day, everything changed. You're all I need.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson. Welcome to my Christmas special.
Just for now, at that time of year, leave all our hopelessnesses aside, just for a little while.
I love the Christmas season. There's like nothing I don't like. I love the clothes. I like bundling them all up. I love the hot chocolate. I love the hot apple cider. I love the parties and like the white elephant gift kind of parties, like where you get gag gifts. I love the everything. I love the music. I love just being out shopping and everybody is just in a happy mood, and it's just everything looks like a wonderland. So I just love that. And I also love it because I get to actually see my family on holidays. So usually it's Christmas and sometimes Thanksgiving, but usually it's Christmas and I get to see my family and hang out and kind of just reflect upon the year. So it's always a fun time for me. Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Underneath the Tree. Album Repton Red probably encompasses me more as an artist than any other album I've done, purely for the fact that I am not boxed into having to stick to one genre of music, which most artists don't want to do. You know, we all have iPods, we all have iPhones, we listen to different styles of music. I don't just listen to one style. I love rock and roll, I love grunge, I love rap, I love R&B, I love country, I love pop, I love everything, you know. So it's just one of those perfect storms that, you know, you get to make this record where everything is just perfect. Like, I get to sing jazz stuff. I get to sing kind of rock and roll stuff with Run Run Rudolph. I get to do the Judy Garland kind of Rosemary Clooney thing. Like, I just got to be all these different sides of me that I am, truly, and I didn't have to sacrifice anything at the mercy of making it sound radio-friendly or making it sound perfect for a certain genre. It was just creative freedom at its finest. And that's why I love this record. That's what I love about Christmas music in general. It's just these standard classic songs, you know? Even the ones that we wrote that are new, we wrote them to sound kind of standard and classic. So, I don't know, it's just creatively just freeing to write and make this album. This is my favorite album I've ever done and probably will ever do, just because of that creative freedom. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Wrapped in Red.
Everybody's happy. Snow is falling down, prayers are being answered, miracles all around. From afar I've loved you, but never let it show. And every year another, December comes and goes.
Christmas, I'm going
5 originals, I believe, for the Christmas album. We didn't have a goal in mind for, like, how many to have or not have. It just kind of happened. But actually, the very beginning of this record, Every Christmas, was the very first song I wrote for this record. It's actually the very first song I recorded vocally for this record, and we did it in Nashville, and it was in the Christmas season last year, so we you know, it was still in that whole Christmas feel, and we had that studio decorated and stuff, and it was just really fun. And Jason, actually, my musical director, is one who did the vocals for that, and I couldn't have picked a more perfect person for doing the vocals on that, because he really gets me as a singer, and, like, I am actually all those background voices, like, on the record. We didn't have a choir, like, at the time. We were just doing it as a demo. And so I tried to make all these different kind of vocal tones, like, with my voice. So I had, like, people in my head that I was, like, kind of imitating. And anyway, Greg ended up liking, everybody ended up liking him. So we just kept them instead of getting a choir. But it was kind of cool that I got to be the big choir on the record. But just a bunch of me's on there. But anyway, it was a cool song to start the whole process off with. It was fun. And then I had it so much fun, we ended up making 4 other ones. Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Every Christmas.
Every Christmas, it's always the same. I'm still here waiting, praying for you to find me. Come my way, it's been so long since I've seen your face. If Santa cared for me at all, then you wouldn't be far away. But Santa isn't listening, no. And I'm losing hope. Oh God, if it isn't too much, please bring my baby home. Every Christmas, counting the days. Maybe this year will be
Clarkson. My latest album, Wrapped in Red, has been a long time in the making, and I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. I really, really hope y'all love it and hope you dig it. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson. Welcome to my Christmas special.
Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card,
There was no doubt in my mind of who I wanted to do this Christmas record with. Greg, Kirsten, and I have worked so well together in the past, but I just don't think people know how much of a genius he is musically. Like, I mean, they do know. I mean, he's done a lot of great things in his career, but, I mean, not even the tip of the iceberg with this one. He's crazy talented, and he's got this whole jazz background that is just insane. And I call him Rain Man. That's why, because he's just like a genius. And it was kind of funny because he kept laughing because he's Jewish and he was making a Christmas record with me and he didn't know any of the songs. So we had to like Google all the classics and, you know, he learned them in like minutes, by the way. It was crazy. I think it was fun for him too because he didn't know a lot of the stuff. So it was just kind of a cool experience for him as well. We were talking about it while we were making the record, and it was just fun just to not be tied to anything. Like, it didn't have to sound any way. It was just going to sound how it was going to sound. It didn't have to sound pop enough or country enough or R&B enough. It just was going to sound like Christmas music, and that was really fun for both of us to just kind of get to spread our creative wings and not worry where it was going to fit. But Greg, I mean, yeah, he's just a genius. Hey, everybody, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, the glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings. Oh,
my favorite song to record probably for this album was probably Run Run Rudolph. Like, I have been dying to do that. Like, ever since I thought of doing a Christmas album, like, I love that song. I love the intensity of it. I love the rock and roll vibe of it. Those guitars, the horns. Like, it just makes me feel like I have some French dress on and I'm like rocking it like Beyonce. I love that song. I just think it's a really cool, soulful song. We don't really have a lot of those in Christmas music. Usually a lot of it's a little more tame. And, yeah, I really dig that song, and I hope people like it. It's one of my favorites. Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Run, Run, Rudolph. Definitely an inspiration for Blue Christmas. I don't know anybody that could record Blue Christmas and not have been inspired by him for that song. One thing I really love about Elvis is he was similar to me in the sense that I don't just like one style of music. You know, he did everything from country to rock to gospel to pop. Like, you know, he kind of, you know, went all over the place. And that was back in the day when radio would play, you know, that all of that on one station. So I really dig him, and I love that song. So I definitely wanted to incorporate that. And I have a country audience as well, so I really wanted to please them with something like a solo performance for me that would kind of lean towards that genre as well. It's kind of rock and roll, but it's kind of country, and it's just super soulful. And Elvis is such a cool artist in that sense that he never was trapped by one genre. You know, he just sang what he wanted to sing, and I love that. Hey, everybody, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Blue Christmas.
Christmas of white, but I have a blue Christmas.
Well, obviously, Brandon's favorite song, my husband's favorite song, is Winter Dreams, because it's his song. I wrote it about him. And I wrote it with a couple of my friends because, you know, we had already written Every Christmas for the record, which was basically about, you know, what I kind of went through for years, and I was just alone. And I was like, seriously, like, every Christmas is the same. Like, I'm just going to be alone. Like, it's so pathetic. And then, you know, we wrote about that. And then this is kind of the, you know, what I'm feeling now. And it was cool to, you know, last Christmas, like, we were engaged, and it was the first time I have never spent a holiday with a boyfriend or anybody. I've never had a significant other on a holiday until last year. I don't know why that is, but for some reason I was always broken up by then. Anyway, so it was nice to get to share it. You know, Christmas is, it's awesome regardless if you're single or you're with somebody, but it is cooler when you're sharing it with someone and you get to go, especially he has two kids, you get to go buy presents for them and find stuff that'll make them smile when they're opening their gifts. And just exciting just to share the moment. Like, you know, you're going outside and it's like a winter's day and you're just walking around. And it's, so basically I wrote that whole winter dream about just little scenarios. Like, you know, he always traces letters on my skin, like I love you or something. He always does sweet things like that. And he always, you know, a lot of the little analogies that I put in there for this song, that he, that's actually true. And it was just nice. Yeah, just kind of one of those things where I was, for a while, like, I was like, oh God, I hope this does not end because it's so awesome, you know? So I wrote that song about that feeling. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Winter Dreams.
Drawing hearts on the foggy glass. New love chased away my past. Nothing but the open road saddle up. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. First winter here in your arms. Flames rising as we fall like stars. Making angels in the snow, warm fuzzy frozen toes. Is this a dream? On the stereo, chasing letters on my skin, slowly start sinking in. You love me. Oh, don't wake me.
Of music. I don't know anybody that's not. And it definitely was a little intimidating. Obviously, Julie Andrews, no one's going to top her. So actually, on purpose, we did something different than how people normally hear my favorite things. We did it way more jazz. Like Greg, my producer, has this whole jazz background, and he's crazy talented. So we did this whole big band kind of jazz thing with the song, and then kind of took it to a different place towards the end than, you know, what normally people are used to hearing. But it's one of my, I know it's Greg's favorite. He tells me all the time. That's my producer's favorite song on the record. But, and it's one of mine too. It was really fun to kind of tap into that musical theater kid in me too. Like I grew up singing musical theater, and it was cool because it's kind of a little, you know, jazz meets big band meets Broadway kind of vibe. So it was really fun. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and you're listening to My Favorite Thing.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my.
This is Kelly Clarkson. My latest album, Wrapped in Red, has been a long time in the making, and I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. I really, really hope y'all love it, and we've been working on it since last Christmas, and hope you dig it.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson. Welcome to my Christmas special. Everything in life, I feel like, especially now, is like it has to be a specific genre. Like, you know, it has to either be country or R&B or rock or pop, but it has to like fit, you know, or dance or whatever it is. And I love that about Christmas. Like, I've always wanted to make a Christmas album because you're not stuck on having to do one certain thing. You get to embrace all these different genres and highlight your favorite, you know, parts of them. So anyway, it was just a really fun creative record for me to get to make, and I was excited at the opportunity to not be bound by any restrictions that normally artists are bound to. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is 4 Carats.
The door's unlocked, and you don't even have to knock. Or you can use the fireplace. I'll be waiting either way. You come and go, and no one is supposed to know. But ever since you caught my
goes through my head with, you know, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas or White Christmas, stuff like that. And I, honestly, it's like childhood. It's like listening to Judy Garland sing that, or Rosemary Clooney or Bing Crosby sing White Christmas. Like, it's just, you go back to, I think everybody goes back to, you know, when that song kind of first impacted you. And that was definitely me as a kid. And I don't know, I guess, especially Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I definitely went back to Judy Garland in my head. I loved her when I was a kid. And sometimes it's nice because most people just like me to wail on everything. And especially with Have Yourself and White Christmas, like, I just got to sing it, and I just wanted to sing it pretty and not have to have a big, huge ordeal the whole song. You know, there's nice moments, but for the most part, you're just like singing the song classically how it should be sung. That was really fun for me, just artistically. Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden.
Thank you.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. What's up, everyone? This is Kelly Clarkson. My latest album, Wrapped in Red, has been a long time in the making, and I'm so excited to be sharing it with you and hope you dig it. I couldn't have picked a better partner for Baby It's Cold Outside. Ronnie Dunn is like the most perfect person to ask. You know, we've been friends for years, and I love his personality. He's so, like, he's charming, but he's kind of a butt sometimes, which makes him awesome. And he's super smart and very witty and just very much the character in that song, Baby It's Cold Outside. So I was like, you have to, we were at a party at one of our friends' houses, and then I was like, you have to sing this song with me. Like, I can't think of anyone more perfect to sing this with me. And he was like, okay. He's like, I'll do it. So I was really excited that he would. And he's got such a rock and roll, like, soulful country voice. I love it. It's just my favorite. And it was just a really cool thing for me to get to do. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stop.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
hoping
been
hoping that you drop
so
by.
Nice.
I hold your hand there just like
mine. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't.
Or maybe just to have a drink more.
Trisha Yearwood in the studio was pretty much one of the most ridiculous things I've ever done in my life. Like, I cannot tell you how much these two women have inspired me, like, as a vocalist and a performer and as a businesswoman, especially with Reba. Just, I've been around her a lot. Yeah, it was just one of the most awesome moments. And I thought it couldn't get better. Like, I was just freaking out like a 10-year-old in the studio when we were recording Silent Night. And I thought it couldn't get better, but then my videographer, after we'd finished the song, he said, hey, it'd be really cool if like y'all could just come in the studio and just kind of, you know, sing an a cappella version. We don't have to play the music or anything, but just, we won't hear it, but just, can y'all sing it so I can get the look of it? And so we went in the studio and we all just started singing it. We'd never sang it together. We all did our parts separately, and we'd never done it together till that moment. And it was the most, like, breathtaking, like, what? Like, moments. Like, I was so crazy excited about it that I ended my whole record on that. I have us singing a cappella at the end of Our Silent Night. Anyways, that was pretty much one of the coolest moments of my life. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night.
Remember, around the block and around the world, the best music every day. See you next time. Bye.